Welcome back to Steam Spy Solo Stories, the podcast where the title is almost as long as the episode. I'm Mark, and I will be the player and GM for this installment of Steam Spies. As you may remember, my agent, Roland Doyle, is on his way to Egypt to ensure a fair prime minister election. There is suspicion that the news organization Das Wort is working to influence the result of that election. Before I go to Cairo, I'm going to be making landfall in Alexandria. This might be a good place to get the political lay of the land before moving into the actual capital. Alexandria is a port city, and I can use my background as a sailor to gather some intel about public opinion. I'll start by finding an appropriate cafe, maybe a hookah bar where some of the locals would go to hang out. I make my way inside, take a seat, I scan the crowd. I notice a woman. Let's say she's a belly dancer who's performing for the crowd. That seems like the right kind of atmosphere for this type of place and would attract my attention. But to get actual information, I'm going to have to strike up a conversation with her. So when she's done dancing, I'll buy her a drink and offer it to her. She may be Muslim, so we'll probably want to make it tea or something. I don't know if she may be offended by offering her alcohol. Hang on just a minute. I'm going to make up a NPC. And good. Okay. Hello. My name's Roland. I enjoyed your dancing. What's your name?
My name is Femi Amid. Thank you.
I'm trying to acquire information from her, so I'm going to make a roll as a con artist against her analyst. And I rolled a 10, so that's a strong success. But does she know about any interference? Let's see. No, and. So she doesn't know about any interference because she's the member of the new People's Political Party. And according to what she's been told, they are working towards preventing any impropriety. That's probably a lie, but she believes it because she's on board with this. So, if there is something going on, a brand new political party would be the obvious place to start looking. But with my role, I'm going to say that she's eager to tell me about her candidate. So, I'm getting a lot of information. Let's see. What do we know about her candidate? Oh! It's a woman. That would explain why Femi would be excited to support her. Let's see, the candidate's name is Nesma Barika. So that gives me someone to investigate. Since Femi's a follower and probably eager to support her candidate, I'm sure she'll tell me about the time and place of some political rally where I can go and I can gather information. So with that knowledge, I'm going to go ahead and continue to Cairo and head to that political rally. It'll probably be the traditional whistle-stop campaign kind of thing where she's making the speech off the back of a train that she's been traveling on. Lots of bunting, maybe a small band's playing somewhere. I'll listen to the speech for a little while and try and find out a little bit about the political platform. But if there's any connection to Das Wort, she's not going to be talking about it openly. I'm going to have to take advantage of this distraction while she's busy talking to sneak into the train car and see if I can find anything out about her. There's a lot of distraction here, but also a lot of people to notice me if I'm acting suspicious. So I'm going to say this is a medium difficulty. I'm rolling as an infiltrator with stealth. And I get a 5. That's not quite enough. So I've been noticed. A guard spots me. As I said, there's enough going on that I don't think a guard would start with guns blazing. Obviously, I'm not moving directly against the candidate, which means it's reasonable that I might just be someone who's lost. That means the guard is just going to stop and question me. Hold it right there. What do you think you're doing? I'm going to try to bluff my way out of this. Let's see. Oh my. My golden die exploded 3 times. So I'm going to say that I had no problem convincing him that I'm a volunteer for the campaign and I've been sent to get some paperwork from Miss Barica's office. So not only is he going to show me the way, he'll unlock the door for me so I can start rummaging through her desk. That's nice. Now, I need to be an investigator to see if I can find anything. Let's see. I get a 6. So I find something decent. Now, the first thing I need to determine is if Nesma Barca is the main villain, or is she being manipulated by someone else higher up? Yes, she is the one calling the shots, so she is the one associated with Das Fort. But what is the clue that I find? Time for the inspiration stimulator. Remove vehicles. Remove vehicles. What does that mean? Remove can easily be stealing or sabotaging something, but Egypt really isn't known for its vehicles. Except there is something. Egypt has the Suez Canal, which would have opened just a couple of decades before this, so it's relatively new. Perhaps sabotaging the canal would look bad for her political rival in some way. Let's say I find some correspondence or something that would outline the plan enough for me to take some action. That means it turns out that this is another canal-centered plot. It is kind of coincidental. I wonder if there's any chance that the Shadow Bureau is also behind this operation. Yes, and the Shadow Bureau has been hired by Das Fort to sabotage the shipping lanes, and specifically, it's my old nemesis, Stelina Verka, who is behind it. I found her name on the instructions. So somehow she survived the explosion and is back for more. So I now know that. Ooh, okay. That means Roland Doyle is on his way to save the Suez Canal. But I'm going to save that for next time. That does end Act 1, meaning that I collect 3 plot points, which I'm going to hold on to for now, in case I need them for the next exciting chapter of Steam Spy's Solo Stories. That's it for this episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. You can find all of our episodes on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour. You can also follow us on Twitter at tabletopcast or on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour. You can contact us at our email, tabletopradiohour@gmail.com, and find our website at tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com, where you can also find information about our Patreon. End transmission, over and out.